What are general recommendations for immunization in immunocompromised patients?
Well, first of all, prevention is superior to treatment, and immunizations are an important component of preventing infections in immunocompromised individuals. There are really three guiding rules. First, inactivated vaccines are safe in immunocompromised individuals. Now, they may have less seroconversion and lower titers, but the vaccines are perfectly safe. Two, in general, live virus vaccines, mumps, measles, rubella, varicella, zoster, and the live attenuated influenza vaccine are contraindicated in immunocompromised individuals.
So, David, let's just pause there. Contraindicated means patients shouldn't take those.
That is correct. While they're immunocompromised, they should not take those vaccines.
Let's go through that list one more time, please.
Mumps, measles, rubella, varicella, and the live attenuated influenza vaccine. I should also say the zoster vaccine.
So the zoster, the shingles vaccine, is a live vaccine.
It is.
And what's then the third general rule?
And the third general rule is that immunization of household members is safe both with inactivated vaccines and all live attenuated vaccines, with the exception of smallpox vaccine.
So that means that if a grandparent gets the shingles vaccine, the zoster vaccine, and it's a live vaccine, any other member of the household who's immunosuppressed is safe.
That is correct. And in fact, it's an important part of protecting that immunocompromised individual because they are most likely to get these diseases from someone in the household. And by immunizing the people around them to prevent them from, for instance, getting shingles, that will protect them.